Okay, stop being silly.
You tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. Better than getting fired, walking home out in the rain. Better than getting cancer, all racked up in pain. Better than your love life, just seeping down the drain. Better than having cocaine all wrapped around your brain. And it's better than being tied to the whipping pole.
Wow.
Two blind squirrels in the morning.
This dude should do this professionally or something. I mean, he should seriously make like good music, because that was amazing.
Yeah,
it's like
cocaine all wrapped up in your brain.
Yeah, it's like a whipping post takeoff there. He did.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Yeah.
I love the Allman Brothers version of the whipping post. Was one of my favorite Allman Brothers takes.
Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
Who's that?
The Almonds. You remember those dancing Almonds on the TV? Remember them?
No.
The dancing Almonds with the little legs, they had glasses on, sunglasses.
Those were raisins.
They were?
Those are California raisins.
Yeah. Well, it's their cousins.
Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. On today's show, we're going to talk about giving away money. Don't worry, we're not really giving away money. We're just talking about giving away money.
Yeah.
Because Chaz's head would come off.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah, all right.
What would you do if someone gave you $1 million... and said that you couldn't keep it?
I would be very disappointed.
And that you had to give it away in $100,000 increments.
$100,000 increments. That's 10, right? That 10 pieces?
Yes.
10 pieces. Yes. So I've got to give away this money. I have $1 million I have to give away. And I have to give away 10 pieces of it.
Yeah, and you yeah.
So basically $100,000 to each.
And you can't, and it can't be something that comes back to you. You know, you can't.
Can't give it to my wife?
No.
Okay. Can't give it to you?
No.
And what was the other stipulation? You said it could, one person, one thing could be a non charity.
Yeah, but I think we kind of exceeded that when we did some non charity stuff, didn't we? Did we do non charity? No, it was all charity except for one. Yeah, you want to look at it?
Look at my answers I wrote down. I think I'd give one piece to my church.
Okay, $100,000 to your church.
To my church. I'd give one piece to the Children's Christian Fund.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. I'd give one piece to Answers in Genesis.
Now, what was that again?
Answersingenesis.org. It's like they profess the truth where, you know, against all that science, antichrist stuff.
Evolution versus creationism.
Yeah.
Okay.
They fight the evolutionary lie. Or the lie of the evolution. The evolution of the lie.
Wow.
Yeah. If I was gonna give a piece, I was thinking, well, I give one piece to something political, right?
Yeah.
It'd be libertarians. The Libertarian Party. I'd give it there.
Which, liberals?
Not liberals, libertarians. They are for the restoration of the Constitution, going back to the Constitution.
Is it falling apart?
Yeah, it is, big time. All the courts and all that, it's a mess.
Now, are they the ones with that wanted to do away with the income tax?
One of the things they get a lot of press for is they want to do away with the income tax. They want to go to a national sales tax, which they say is constitutional. Whereas the reason why the income tax is not constitutional is because it's not a voluntary tax. Even though it says it's a voluntary tax. It says it's a voluntary tax. But if you don't pay it, you go to jail.
Yeah.
So it's voluntary unless you don't want to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also – that, and really that doesn't even matter because they will seize your stuff. So that's not voluntary.
It's a compulsory voluntary tax.
Exactly. Anyway, So don't get me started on that. But if a sales tax is a truly voluntary tax, because if you don't want to buy the thing, you don't have to pay sales tax on it. So anyway, yes, they want to go. They want to get rid of that. They also want to go back to the Constitution where it comes to church and state, and not have this big separation issue, because that, you know, the separation of church and state as it was established in the First Amendment was to protect the church from the state, not the state from the church. Okay. Anyway, I'd probably give I'd probably give $100,000 to Seeds for the Harvest, which is Tim's charity, which I trust.
Seedsfortheharvest.org?
Yes. I'd give $100,000 to Jungle Medic, because I know he's doing really good work.
JungleMedic.org.
I'd also give some to the Lottie Moon Mission Fund. Give a chunk there. I think that brings me up to 8 chunks. Is that right?
Yep.
Or 7 chunks. 7 chunks. I'd give a piece to probably the Salvation Army. I think. I might do some research on them before I give it to them. But I think if they're as good as they have
been. See where their roots came from.
Let's see, what else? Give a chunk to like St. Jude's Hospital for the children's mm-hmm. hospital. Mm-hmm. You know, that. Probably give them some money. I got one left. And here we put.
What did I write down?
Huh?
What did I write down?
Well, you wrote down friend, but then you're saying I can't. We were just going to talk about that, because like if you pick a friend to give money to, then you're stuck, you know, because then you've dissed all your other friends.
So you're just kind of I don't know what to do.
And I'd probably give a double portion to the Lord. So I'd probably give probably to like another church.
Just a random one.
Well, I can't give it to my own church again. So it would probably be like the church that Faith grew up in that, uh-huh. that we still go to when we go to Wisconsin. Uh-huh. Probably there.
So you're like you got like a summer and a winter home.
I do. I have a summer and a winter church.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are your 10?
What are my 10?
Sure.
Oh, we don't have time for that.
Yeah, we do.
We got plenty of time.
We got a whole another 5 minutes. Because you're going to figure out some way to get money back out of this, even though you're not supposed to get money back out of this.
No, I wouldn't.
All right, what are your 10?
I don't know. I didn't come up with 10.
What? You made me go through this entire exercise and you didn't even do yours? You didn't do your homework? Shame on you.
But I do have questions for you.
Questions for me about uh-huh. my 10?
Well, now, what about breast cancer?
Breast cancer?
Yeah, what about the breast cancer thing?
I don't have breast cancer.
No. I'm saying, would you give mm-hmm. What is it? Cancer research? The breast cancer thing.
No. I'm not giving my money to any. No. We will be healed completely when we are taken up by the Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not opposed to supporting people who have breast cancer or getting checked to make sure and get all that. But I'm just not giving. I'm not giving my money to a bunch of scientists trying to figure out how to. No.
So you don't have faith in the
scientists.
The organization.
Technology. Yes, I don't.
The organization of men.
The medical field. No, I don't.
Right.
The only reason I give money to like St. Jude uh-huh. is because it would be for like to take care of the children, not to I'm not giving money to research. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You want the money. You don't want the money to go to an administrative cost.
Exactly. Or even research. You know, that's not where I would put my money.
Okay.
I don't believe in science. I believe in God. Healing
now, you
comes
said,
from God.
Would you say science was what?
Science is the Antichrist.
I don't get that part, though.
It tries to replace God. It tries to say, hey, look at me. Look at man. Look how great man is. Look at it. Look at what we did. We went to the moon. Walk around. We awesome. We man. See us roar. We invented all kinds of stuff. Look at the microwave.
How come you're talking like buckwheat?
I don't know. Because that's what I think of science. I think of science as some backwards buckwheat.
Because
that's how the Lord views science. On all of us and all of our bragging and all of our and all of our mantum and all of our mantum and all of our giant headness about all the stuff that look how far we've come and how much we've accomplished, the Lord's still looking down going, you ain't really done nothing.
See,
All you're doing is playing with the toys I gave you.
Well, that's the thing, though, is he gave us those toys. I don't buy the same thing. I don't buy into the same story. Because I think it could be used as an antichrist, that men could use science to replace God.
My point is that they are.
I agree on that point.
Science but in itself science, is not wrong.
Science in itself is
real
not
science, wrong. The study of truth, the study of what God does.
Yes.
In other words, figuring out, you know, how a flower works or you know, observations of insects. What real science, where you're observing nature,
yes,
and what God has created, that's great. That is wonderful. That only glorifies God. Mm-hmm. What I hate is when they turn it around, yeah, and they glorify man.
And
they try to take God out of the picture.
Yeah. And that's the problem. That's the problem that I have, is because when you – and we've had this conversation before, I know. But when you split open an atom, right, and you find other stuff inside.
Yeah.
Hello. What makes you think there's not other stuff inside the stuff that you found inside the atom?
Exactly.
And to me, that's not a exclusionary of it's a, it's more of a, you know, it is more of a magnification of the fact that God
we
exists.
Can yeah we can't imagine,
right,
our limited brains, right, can't imagine the fact that you could split something open and there'd be nothing inside. I mean, that something is so small that it's made of nothing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we can't imagine an infinite set of things made out of other things.
Right.
So. But God's got it all worked out.
Yep. So anyway. And we, you and I, when we did the Bible at that study,
Charles Colson, How Now Shall We Live.
Yeah. He talked about the fact that it hasn't always been that way, that scientists, you know, they gave credit to God. When they discovered something, they were discovering it. It was already there.
They weren't inventing things.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I couldn't let that go because you said that in the car, and I was like, what?
Yeah, science is the Antichrist. It is the spirit of Antichrist. I'm not saying it's the prophesied Antichrist. I'm not saying it's the – I mean, obviously, I think there will be a literal fulfillment of a particular man of sin is called, the man of perdition. I think there will be a literal person. Okay, who embodies Antichrist, who rises and is revealed. However, I think that there's a spirit of Antichrist or a type of Antichrist that lives itself out through these kinds of things, like science or the Catholic. You know, this is my only personal opinion. Sorry, Catholics, but the papacy. Okay, I think the papacy clearly donates. You know, is a spirit of Antichrist in the fact that here's a man setting himself up as Christ's ambassador on earth, and you know, you worship him and he can forgive you for sins and all this kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. That went on, and maybe not be going on anymore. I'm not here to bash Catholics. I'm just saying that there was a spirit of Antichrist in the church, and the way that it outlawed the Bible from being read and all these kinds of things that it did, exactly what was prophesied, that at least the woman who rides the beast is definitely it's definitely the papacy. You can't get around that. And that's not a very positive light. And I think in that you saw the spirit of Antichrist.
Yeah. It could actually come from anywhere, though.
Where you glorify
could,
man.
Could come from anywhere.
Glorify man instead of God. And ultimately, that's what it says. The spirit of Antichrist is anything that glorifies man over God. Mm-hmm. And in the end, the Antichrist, or the person of sin, man of sin, will set himself up as God on earth and require worship. That's what it says. That's what the Bible says. Spooky. Ain't what I says. So.
All right. Where we go from there?
Say how many people I can get. I'm going to get hate mail.
Well, you'll be gone to Wisconsin, so I'll get it all for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that's enough. That's all we got.
I'll put it in a box.
That's 12 minutes.
For you. Okay.
We got to get you to bed. I got to get to bed. I got a place to get a lot of driving.
We'll be careful on your trip.
Yeah, well, thank you. One more show tomorrow.
Oh, okay. You coming back tomorrow?
I'll be back here tomorrow.
You'll be back here tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to bed.
Oops. All right, everybody. Good night.
See you tomorrow.
squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.